This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, folks. Just want to first tell you I got actually 8 hours of sleep last night, which probably totaled, half of what I had in pieces the night before. And otherwise, we slept okay. We did
A little better, too, huh?
Yeah, but we did pretty good out there.
Fine.
We had our own little bunker. We had three rooms. Kevin was one. Alex was one. I was in the other. And we did good. But we're back home, and there's nothing like home. I'm clicking my heels, as Phil Parker said, you know. What's the line from Dorothy? It's good to be home. It's good to be home.
No place like home.
We're going to start today with a very special guest who I consider not only a genius entrepreneur in what he's done. He doesn't call himself a genius entrepreneur, but people that watch what he's done with that business as a reformed crack addict can't believe it. And if you've read no other book, please read What Are the Odds? And the book is all about his path from a crack addict to CEO of this incredible company, MyPillow. The amazing thing about that question, what are the odds, is they're probably 100 million to one on a human level. But honestly, the odds are pretty good when you trust a guy that you know he trusts because of what he wears around his neck. So he's a gentleman and a patriot. He's been in the middle of all this. He has become friends and a trusted advisor to folks like General Mike Flynn and Sidney Powell. And he's given our listeners hope. So that's why I asked him to join us for a few minutes today in the middle of of what I would call, you know, a storm. This is definitely a storm. How are you doing, Mike, anyway?
I'm doing great, and I got a little time for you here, Scott. I got as much time as you want for up to 45 minutes if you want.
Oh, my goodness. But don't tell us that, because we're going to take every second of it. You know that. But if you need to go or tell somebody you'll call them back, I know Shannon takes good care of you if the phone doesn't get picked up. But go ahead and put us on hold if you need to.
You got it.
So I'm going to start with the big picture here, and I want to get in a little bit to the Capitol and kind of the last 48 hours, I guess. But you helped arrange a meeting with Senator Kevin Cramer and some of the folks that have what I would call a smoking gun. But in this case, the smoking gun is really, really good evidence that doesn't meet a court standard. Do you believe at some point the evidence that you have presented to Senator Cramer and other folks, and really the world, I mean, people can find a lot of the pieces, they just got to put them together. But do you think, whether it's before January 20th or it's at one point, that there's no doubt in your mind that that'll meet sort of a court, or law enforcement standard, Mike?
Well, that's kind of a two-part question I want to answer, but I'll give you the second part first. 100%, the evidence, the stuff that Cindy and I and the general are working on right now, we'll 100% anyone that sees this when it gets released, we wish we'd had some time by Congress here to give it to us, but that's fine. We don't need that. When they see this, 100% Donald Trump will be our president for the next 4 years. And when people see it, even on the left, I've said this before, even on the left, they're going to go, yep, he won, and you don't have civil war because of something that you really didn't win. It's sad it happened because the people that think they won on the left, it wasn't their fault. They didn't do it. They, you know, just your everyday Democrat or whatever they do. If there are some still over on that side.
If what you say is true, it actually could prevent a civil war because it will.
Oh, no, it will. That is the only way. I believe that's the only out. The truth has to come out or you're going to have that. Now, it's a great thing what we're working on because what Kevin and all these and other senators and Kevin Walgrave spent 2 hours, you know, just I was so, you know, proud of him that you guys should be so happy he represents your state out there because he did his due diligence. That's what I do. And And, you know, I think it came down to, you know, this was also an election. I think you've heard the saying, a thousand cuts. You ever hear that?
Sure. Death by a thousand cuts. Yep.
Yeah. Death by a thousand cuts, this was. Well, the thing of it was, the miracle that happened on election night, and this is a miracle, everybody. This is a miracle in history. We are living in the best time ever because we're going to be a part of this, a great revival, the great awakening, and politics is a part of that. Donald Trump is a, you know, when he gave us grace on November 8, 2016, that was the start of the, that was the beginning. And now this is almost like a new beginning here because it's like, but anyway, when we had that miracle on election night, these machines, these Dominion machines, they broke. The algorithms broke. Donald Trump was going to win anyway. They underestimated him. They underestimated all of us. The votes were so high, they had to stop everything and backfill him. Okay, and that's where you're seeing your big deviations. But in spite of that, this is the sad part which I've had a hard time wrapping my head around, and it just tells me how big of a crime machine that they are. And the fear that that they either put in people, this Democrat, you know, they're attacked. I know so many people are being attacked today, churches, everything else, because of rallies and stuff that went on. But here's what I'm saying now is there's nine ways, there's nine silos of ways the votes were stolen in this election. Nine of them, okay? And most of the states, the seven states, including, I'll even include my own state of Minnesota because he won that state too. So, but there's one extra way in Pennsylvania. It's called the U vote. That's actually just.
Yeah, by the way, our listeners have heard directly from your friend Kathy Barnett about that U vote deal. So we get that. Yep.
Okay. That's it. Yeah, that's a separate one. That was just a little bonus stuff they threw in there over in Pennsylvania. They didn't have enough to do, so they threw in an extra one because they wanted to take Kathy down. But anyway, here's what I'm talking about. So, and anyone that heard the 1 hour, I encourage y'all to listen to the 1 hour conversation the president had with the Secretary of State and his lawyers on the phone in Georgia. You listen to that, and here's what the president was saying. Every state has this, by the way. And let's just take Arizona. So you have, let's say, I'm just throwing out numbers, I don't have them in front of me. But let's say you have 8,000 dead people that voted. Now you've got to realize we've had groups out there that have gotten their death certificates, their birth certificates, and pictures of their gravestones. And seriously. And so then you have, and that was in Arizona. And now you have another category. Underage voters, people, and then you have another category, felons that voted that aren't eligible to vote, whether they're in prison or not in prison. You have another category, non-residents. And the non-residents can be like Nevada was the most blatant, I think 40,000 that didn't live there. You have to live in Nevada for 30 days. And that doesn't mean you move out. You know, once you move out, you're out. But you had to be in a resident for 30 days before you can vote also. So there's all these things of what makes a legal vote. And all of them, if you take every state, because Donald Trump, because he got so many of those votes, and they had to use the mother load, the mother ship, the cheating device of all time, these machines, electronics, which is the scariest thing for the world they would ever see. They had to use that in a very blatant way at the end, but they were using it before that. But in spite of all those other silos, all those states were close. They were so close enough, like Wisconsin, I think 10,000, Georgia's 11,730. Arizona, maybe 12,000. So you got these states. Just pick any of them two categories, Scott. Pick the dead people list and take the minors. Boom, you win Georgia.
Now, I hear you, and that's what I think is important here, picking one. But let me just finish on Georgia and the call with the president. That meeting you mentioned, right, which I agree with you, was very bold of Senator Cramer on the Monday before the Wednesday of the most momentous vote of his career, and what Mitch McConnell called tougher than his two votes for war, was
Right.
Just give me one thing. Give me the and Lindsey Graham was raving on the Senate floor about this, too. He didn't...
Made me sick. I know what you want me to say. What happened there, and on the call with the president, he asked the Secretary of State, he said, we have these lists, of, like I just gave you, the dead people, the non-residents, the minors, and he had a list of them certified by guess who? The Secretary of State. The president goes, can you just give me a couple of these and flip Georgia? He goes, it's right here. And the guy goes, those numbers are wrong. This is Secretary of State of Georgia. Those numbers are wrong. So the president asked a guy that was on the phone with him, he says, well, where'd you get our numbers? He says, I got them from them, the Secretary of State. And the president says, well, we got them from you guys. And he goes, well, they're wrong. And then the president said, well, could you give us the right ones? And there was silence. Then the other guy said, he goes, we've been trying to get them from the beginning of December. This is sad, Kevin.
Yeah,
not sad, Scott.
It is sad, and I think that prevents you from giving Kevin Cramer what he wants, because obviously they probably used some of the Dominion voting machine mojo on that too. Who knows?
Exactly.
They did.
Yeah, in my mind, that's a diversion to get to the big story. So what is the big story? We'll talk about that next.
Oh, Dashers, top of Santa's shopping list, North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned to perfection, and kissed with a lick of fire. Its smooth taste is like Christmas in a bottle. Oh, 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 just right. FruitSpirits.com.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds. With no steps and no ranges, just with a controller. Gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. Make your gifting Christmas in a bottle this year with North Dakota's sweet crude liqueur, over ice or mixed. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned just right, and warm is my favorite comforter. My perfect sipper on a cold winter's night. Find it at crudespirits.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Elvis was born on this day in 1935, so we'll have an Elvis bumper Friday here on What's on Your Mind.
What you doing?
My favorite Elvis' story is the day he died. I was in Montevideo, Minnesota, working at the Chippewa County Fair, broadcasting with my dad and people at the radio station, KDMA in Montevideo, with this big booth next to the DeKalb Seed guys, right? And we have speakers blaring, of course, and we're on the air from the fair, and the ABC News or whatever it was comes out at the top of the hour, and it says, "Breaking news, Elvis is dead." And the place stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, all the hubble and bubble and, you know, all the things, hustle and bustle, whatever, that the flurry of fair activity stopped because Elvis was dead. And
the day before my birthday.
Sort of a where were you on 9/11 thing.
You know?
It really is. It really is, because he was something. Our show today is brought to you in part by the same folks that brought us to Washington, D.C. to be part of this. They put me, they didn't, but because I was in Washington, I was able to actually be in the Capitol in a Senate office building for the entire ordeal. I went into a door that normally there was always two guards at. There was only one. Scratched my head there, half hour before all this started. Asked the guard on my way in, "Are you scared? Do you have family?" And his cute little blue eyes under a... I'm not switching teams on you, Kevin. I just mean I just felt bad for the guy. He's got the beautiful blue eyes. That's all I see, because you can't see anybody smile anymore.
I know.
And I said, "Are you scared?" He said, "Yeah, but I'm more scared for my family." You know, that's a whole other show we're going to get to here, because that's what I believe is going to awaken the American people when we find out the details on all that. But it's a long way of telling you, if there's not pillow companies like MyPillow, there's not, you know, truck washes in Stanley, North Dakota, and others that are gutsy enough to say, we've got a lot of listeners that listen to that show, in fact, more than listen to any other program on the Northern Plains, and I don't care if I'm red, blue, green, or whatever, I want those listeners to hear about my products. But sometimes that takes guts, and we appreciate all of them. If I were you today, you know, if you probably already have a pillow, vast majority of our audience does, and the lowest price ever is on those pillows right now, but I'd order a robe. I really would, because this is a 30-second deal, because we have bigger fish to fry today, but, Mike, we do appreciate your guts. I mean, you have a, you know, whatever, billion-dollar company, multi-million-dollar company, and you're putting that all on the line to save this country, and we appreciate you. But and, by the way, you just go to MyPillow.com, you just put in the promo code SCOTT, or you call them at 800-506-9028. But you've done a lot. You're gutsy, so we appreciate you.
Well, thanks. Do I have time? I want to tell you my Elvis story.
Please.
It's Elvis's it's his birthday, right?
Yeah, birthday today.
Birthday.
So you guys, when my first concert was Elvis, and back when I was 12 or 13.
You did not see Elvis. Wow, that's news in and of itself.
Yeah.
Wow.
But here's the amazing part. And I always thought, wow, there was a famous picture of Elvis Presley and Richard Nixon, if you guys remember that.
Yep.
It was, and I seen that picture when I was a teenager, and I said, wow, you got to be Elvis Presley to meet a president. It wasn't the other way around, and Elvis was I was his biggest fan. But I thought the other way around. I go, wow, you'd have to be Elvis. So in other words, I would never meet a president, right? And anyway, then throughout my life, you know the story, I thought, you know, they're not going to let me within 200 yards of the White House, right? Well, anyway, so in the summer of 17, when I got invited to the White House for the first time, I walked in the doors of the White House, and I just got goosebumps, but I looked on the wall, one of the first pictures.
No way.
That picture with Richard Nixon and Elvis Presley. It's right inside the White House. And I get down now, I get walked through there, I go, it was like a flashback for me, going, this is impossible. Now I go down to my seat, and there's this big round table thing, and sitting next to me, I said, who's sitting here? He said, the president is. So we go live on TV, and here I'm sitting right next to the president, just us two in the picture, and all my friends are looking, going, what is this ex-crack addict doing sitting next to the president? Jesus is real, because there is no way this is possible without God.
Wow, that is awesome.
That's right. You know,
I would just I'd give it a little book reference. What are the odds of that? Right? I mean, my gosh.
I'd be curious. Where did you see Elvis? Where was it?
It was at Met Center.
Yeah, about 74.
In Bloomington.
That about 74, probably.
It was 74 or 75. I think 74. You might be right.
My parents were at that show.
He came there twice.
Were they really?
My parents were at that show.
I believe it was 74. You were correct.
I can't be story topper on that one, but I did see Michael Jackson at Met Center, and that was kind of epic.
There you go.
About 10 years later, but wow.
You saw Michael Jackson, I would never have guessed.
Just quickly, if I want to make sure I understand the Georgia Secretary of State thing, you know, there is a report that comes from the Secretary of State, according to them, not anybody else, that there were enough votes in Georgia for the president to overturn Georgia.
No, you got to understand. On just for two categories, there was eight different things in Georgia, eight categories of illegal votes. Pick any two of them.
Anyway, I got it.
If you take them all, I get it.
That's why the president's saying you only need 11,000. So we're two of those eight, right? Yeah, that's what the president was saying. He's not saying go find them.
Just give us any column. Just one of the columns, I think, was the out-of-state voters. That covers it right there. So you have a here you have a report from them. This is. You don't even need all the corruption in Fulton County and the major corruption, which should scare everybody, and that's the machines.
Right, we're going to get to the machines here, but I just want to close this loop on Georgia. So he answers the president by saying, well, they were wrong. Well, the question is, why were they wrong? And he doesn't answer that. So he's going to have to come up with some excuse for that. But the point is this. What Senator Kevin Cramer asked you for is not evidence, a level of proof. You provided it in the form of what the Secretary of State in Georgia himself said. So that's pretty good. That met their standard. But that guy's pulling those back. So Kevin can now use that with his colleagues.
Right.
And so therefore it's not there.
Right.
Will the machines get him there, do you believe?
Well, the machines, here's the thing. This is going to be, the machines will get the whole world. This is the miracle that happened. You guys, we would have never known if they had underestimate Donald Trump. And all of a sudden here, you know, we'd all stayed up till three and every state would have came in like normal. Every state would have been completely finished by 3-4 a.m. Everyone, even Pennsylvania. But they had to stop because they had to figure something else out with the machines. Now, if that happens, we all go to bed, and then we never know that this massive fraud of the machines was undertaken. Now, here's where this is at. With the machines, Kevin, I want to tell you that imagine a vote going 1.24 to Biden and 0.76 to Donald Trump, okay? When this is exposed, when all this has come out, and it's going to come out, you guys, I mean, you can't hide this. And if we just sweep it under a rug, it's over for the world. It's over for the United States. It's done. Because here's one of the things that does have to manifest out of this. You know, not talking about Donald Trump now, talking about elections. You need to go back to paper ballots because sometimes the best way to do things is by hand. Like, oh, there's stuff at my pillow I do by hand. I can't use the machine. I would be off on my numbers. Now, but I want to tell you with the machine, it's like this. I think my good friend Governor Kristi Noem in South Dakota.
Isn't she amazing? Hang on one second. I want to get the Kristi Noem conversation after this break. We promise, folks, we'll start the last segment with my not talking about Elvis, but we'll hear some Elvis music when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden. Grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump acknowledged Thursday his presidency is coming to an end, and now is a time for American unity.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Joe Biden will become the 46th president of the United States on January 20th. USA Radio News' Tim Berg gives us a COVID-19 update.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says Americans need to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling on Americans to continue wearing masks and social distance, even though they are vaccinated, to protect others until the majority of people are inoculated.
We should not pull back from mitigation methods until the level of virus circulating in the community is at such a low level that it is no longer a risk.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Huh?
Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire. My brain is flaming, I don't know which way to go. You
back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Petco Serve USA. You got home cooking, you got grab-and-go convenience, and I need some home cooking because we didn't even eat in Washington, D.C. We had to go to the Union Station and stand in line, and there's no place to sit. And I did find a miracle, speaking of miracles, a Chick-fil-A with one person in line. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Nobody was going there because they didn't have a place to sit. But we were home, and we can go find some pulled pork with gravy. In Valley City, a couple of Sloppy Joes in Harwood, Sloppy Joes with mac and cheese at West Main Avenue, and Beefy Noodle on 12th Avenue North today. Yulin, wherever you're at, it's always home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Good, good, good. The chicken, the caramel rolls. Wow. Petro Serve USA, find a location near you. All right, Mike Lindell with us from MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott gets you all the good deals. Buy a robe, buy a robe, buy a robe. Are you selling more robes yet than pillows, Mike?
No, but we are selling a lot of them.
You should. You should.
But you know the pillow just keeps going. We're over 53 million now. I mean, you know, people. You know, I guess it's because it's the best price in history. They're normally $69.99. With your promo code, they're $29.99. That's the lowest price in the history of MyPillow, even going all the way back to 2004.
Incredible. But I'm telling you, I believe you've just revolutionized robes, too. I know you did that to pillows. Done here, done that, but there's nothing like it on the planet. My wife even said, quote, best gift ever, so you know. Best gift ever.
Yeah, they are awesome. And, you know, we reverse engineer everything I do that I create or invent. And with the robe, I mean, that took a long time. They kept bringing me stuff. I go, no, I want it better. I want this. I want this, Scott. And I want this pocket here. I want this here. So it's not like you just go out to another company and say, hey, we'll buy your robes. We develop all our own products. That's what's nice.
All right. So we're going to focus on the voting machines. Kristi Noem, our favorite governor of South Dakota ever. And that's saying a lot because there's been some good ones. Bill Jankel was a dandy. But tell me, and Kristi Noem has a political future unlike anything you've ever seen, folks. I mean, watch that woman. She's so bold. She's got more guts than any man in political office in the country. just because of her COVID cred. It's phenomenal what she's done. I love the lady. I really do. But tell me the conversation you were going to tell me about the two of you talking about technology.
Right. You know, I did a lot of rallies with the governor, and she, her and I were talking. Actually, she used it in her speech down in Florida about 3 weeks ago. If with those machines, now it's all going to come out, who did it, why they did it, all these things, but with the machines, in future elections, if you're using, I don't care if it's Dominion, any kind of computer, we were talking, and my pillow gets hacked, I don't know, 4,000 to 5,000 times a year, tried to be hacked. She said hers was in the, I think she said hundreds of thousands, that the South Dakota computers get attacked. And you have to have good technology to fend off the attacks. Now, at MyPillow, over the last 3 years, I was telling her, three times they broke through and compromised my system. Well, what if that was the day that my whole company was on the line? What if that day that the evil geeks, the evil technology guys, that are following orders from the grand wizard or whatever, and it's a grand evil wizard. And that day that they break through, my geeks aren't as smart that day, or they haven't caught up. It's whoever has the best technology that day, the best spyware, the best looking at this. You follow me, Scott?
I do.
Sad.
Yeah.
But that's what our elections came to. This was done so simply and so blatantly, but the plan, rather than do, they did all states, by the way. They didn't just do the swing.
I understand. I believe that video in Atlanta is the greatest example of it. Now, were those people running around after they kicked everybody out with the black tablecloth table and the, were they in on all this? Were they like not voting officials?
This is what's really, what we're finding out is kind of crazy. You had so many different pockets of, like they say, there's nine different ways they did this. Now, were those, when they went down, when they realized the machines went down, all these states that they had to blatantly come out, so to speak, expose themselves, that's where you see the big spikes in Michigan, Wisconsin and stuff. In Georgia, it's a different animal. They decided to take Georgia. If you remember, that took 4 or 5 days because they couldn't get enough backfilling in, and they're, when you get down to one county and stuff, and like you did in Arizona with Maricopa and then Fulton County in Georgia, they had to go to other means. And they had backups to backups. And yes, but to answer your question, those guys were in on it. Where you could put votes through just manually over and over and over.
So
these machines.
I get you. So the future should be paper ballots. That's the only way to take.
You have to have paper. Right. And I want to say one more thing there. So all these machines, none of them were supposed to go online. They all went online at different times. All of them. I mean, they go eat and beam stuff up to the satellite, whatever, and redo the numbers. I mean, this was going on all
of course.
Election day.
When
you talk about paper ballots, Scott, I got into back these guys on this other technology, which you also seen in Georgia. We can tell if a paper ballot now has been folded. We can tell if a smoker handled it a month ago, if he smoked cigarette. We can tell that he touched it. That's how precise these things are. You know where the paper's made? They found truckloads of ballots that were made over in China with the invoice. And Georgia, they destroyed them all about a week ago. They destroyed them. We have proof of that on camera.
You know, this is mind-boggling, folks. It's hard to catch it all. But, again, I think the voting machines and how it happened and when it happened, video in Atlanta, you got a lot of pieces of the puzzle. The deal-breaker here is for all of these pieces of the puzzle to be put together, and there's clearly more than enough to do that, but it has to meet a standard that the Congress goes, I know the courts were supposed to do this, I know the states were supposed to do it, they didn't, but if we don't do it, nobody will. Do you believe it will come down to Congress, or do you believe courts are going to be the one that finally recognizes the unbelievable level of corruption in this election? Who's going to be the one that's going to do that?
I don't think it's going to be Congress. I think it's going to be when we have this, and which will be very shortly, when it comes out, it's the people need to see it. And then I think I really believe it's going to come down to the Supreme Court. It's going to have to say, that's what we're here for. This is an anomaly in history. And like I think I told you, I want everybody to listen to this. Once everybody gets to see what we know, and we're going to get the how, the why, the who, or whatever, because think how many people were involved in this. And so when you have all these things, and now you look at this, let's say you look at my hand being fraud, my foot being there was absolutely no fraud. I believe you're going to have a 9-0 vote on that Supreme Court that is pretty blatant. It's all hands. And then you get, that goes out to the country where, the Supreme Court says it's 9-0. Now they would send it back to, I don't know, I don't know what the solution is. Let's have a complete new vote with paper ballots. I mean, but everyone, even the ones on the left, are going to go, yep, he won. I can't stand the guy, but he did win. Now, to be fair, maybe the one way to avoid, things would be,
Very ugly. And we haven't talked about the Capitol, but that was an example of what our life would be like if, in fact, this was done very quickly. And by the way, if you believe that what happened at the Capitol was, innocent Trump supporters that came there to hear him, you really are delusional. Just do your own research. That's all I can say. And an example, the woman who was shot and now is being made out to be a wacko Trump supporter. Based on her tweets, I understand she didn't even have a Twitter account. Somebody made that up.
Yeah, they did. And it's very sad. My nieces were there, and a lot of people from Minnesota, my friends that came out there, and they were down there. They were actually singing Amazing Grace. They got it on video, Scott, the whole crowd. And then all of a sudden this stuff, this pocket that was going on where they seen these like ninjas climbing up the walls with ropes and backpacks. And this was the first wave. That was the Antifa. And I had seen some of them the day before in downtown. And so they're easily recognizable. In fact, they have facial recognition. Now, you just look through your own due diligence.
Now, here's the big question I have on the Capitol ordeal. Were the Capitol Police in any way compromised, or were they lulled to believe this wasn't going to be that big a deal because there was a protest that started out at the Capitol before the president was even done speaking? And, some people said, well, the cops were being all nice to these people. They're like, we appreciate the support and everything. I think the first protest probably real, and it wasn't really a protest. They were just at the Capitol following the law, and the bad guys were doing the crap. And the other people thought we're not doing wrong, sitting on scaffolding. Do you think that the police were compromised? I know this firsthand. The sergeant at arms of the Senate. I mean, the members of Congress are furious at the Capitol Police right now. Should they be?
Yeah, they should, because there's videos of where they let them through, just open up and say, come on this way. I'm not kidding. There's a video. Come on this way. But I want to tell you this. I would be upset with the Capitol Police, because here's why. And it's not them. They're getting orders by somebody, okay? But let me tell you, we had three different rallies. I spoke at them right in front of the Supreme Court with more people than you can imagine. Oh, you couldn't even see the sea of people. There were six cops behind us that standing on the Supreme Court, so you couldn't go past this. Not one thing. And the Supreme Court was in there making decisions just like they were on the 6th, what Congress had to do. Nobody, we were out there praying. We were out there saying it's for them to make that decision. So this was the same type of thing. And the only thing, the difference was, if you would have been, I'm thinking at the Supreme Court now, if there'd have been Antifa there jumping out of the trees and all of a sudden compromised those six cops, well, there's people in the crowd that follow and are stupid and follow, and they're not the ones particularly doing the violence, but they're by pulling their cell phones out or jumping through windows or doing damage. They're breaking the law. They're breaking the law.
Last question, and we're going to have to go because the clock tells me so, but we'll obviously talk to you anytime you want, 24/7, when you have something to say. And I'm sorry I didn't get the 1,000 calls waiting. Why did the president concede? Tell me that in 30 seconds or less. Why did the president concede and say, whatever will be here. Let's just turn the temperature down. I assume he knows a lot of this. Why did he concede?
Well, I don't know if that was that a concession speech. I mean, I listened to it. I believe that he, if if the truth will come out, but he's got to be real that this if it doesn't come out, you know, I don't know. I'm not in his head, but I believe me, he's not giving up. This is just the beginning. He did say that.
All right, good. Mike, be safe. I know you're with some very good people, and we love you a bunch. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables, because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 360 acres in Ransom, 552 acres in Lemoore, 124 acres in Griggs, 30 acres in Cass, and a 480 acre farm in Marshall County, Minnesota, and a 432,000 bushel grain elevator and storage facility in Washique, North Dakota. View all of these Piper's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Got a website for you that will really, if you have a lot of, and I'm not being funny about this, I'm not being flippant about this, because I know what a big deal is. There's a lot of people in our country right now, in the sound of my voice, that are so invested in all that's happening right now, they're very anxious. They're very worried. They're tied in knots. I totally get it. I'm not. I'll tell you that much. You may think I am because I talk fast sometimes when I have a lot to say. And I try to slow down to say, gosh, Scott, if you're talking fast, nobody is going to understand what you're saying. I get that about myself. So it's more a product of either not enough sleep or I got a lot to say in a little time. But I get it. I know you're anxious. I know you're worried. And some of that will even be probably medically from all this, right? Like, and worry about yourself and your own health first. And that is where I would direct you to MedoraChristmasLive.com. And you're probably going to say, what the heck would Medora Christmas Live have to do with my mental health? Well, watch that. Watch Bill Sorensen and the crew from Medora, and it's the magical Badlands Christmas. When does the 12 days of Christmas end, Kevin? Can you look that up real quick? Because it's pretty soon here. We're still in Christmas according to the Christian calendar. Christmas actually starts on Christmas Day, the whole 12 days of Christmas thing. So it's never too late to have a little Christmas spirit. And they did a show up to Christmas. It's on demand for $25, streaming access. Tickets are $25 each. Go to MedoraChristmasLive.com. Turn all this off. There's good, not us, of course, but I'm saying, you know, after the show and everything else, never turn us off, right, Todd? Never, never, never.
Never!
But
Tuesday, by the way, 12 days ended on the 5th.
Oh, it already ended?
Yep.
Well, we're extending it.
There you go.
Okay. We're extending it because it's necessary. Very important. Okay? I have a disturbing email here that I'm going to read first. Then I'm going to go to Bobby in Devil's Lake. Oh, I'm sorry. He's waiting for Senator Kramer. Bobby, we'll get to you second because we have somebody else waiting for Senator Kramer next hour. And what we're going to do is just take calls with Kevin. He may want to say a thing or two, but we're going to keep that to a couple of minutes. And I literally am going to go 1 minute at a time to Senator Kramer. So we'll do our best to get everybody in from the beginning. We sometimes do that at the end. So who was next after him? Pastor Rick in, it looks like Hawley, which would be in Minnesota. Here's the email first. I listened to part of your show last night on K-Fire Radio. And the show does repeat from 7 to 9 on K-Fire. So some people hear it there and might even think it's live.
Okay.
We do that on the flag here, I think, too. But anyway, he says, you were talking about the Trump supporters storming the Capitol. And at one point you said, God bless them. Now, I don't know who he's talking to, me or whoever, and I probably did. But the question is, who was I saying God bless them to, right? He is saying that I was talking about quote-unquote Trump supporters storming the U.S. Capitol. Now, let's define storming.
Exactly.
And storming,
that's what I was just gonna say.
Storming to me is going past the line and the police say you can't go. Now, there were free speech advocates storming the Capitol, but they didn't break the law. They didn't cross the line, the Capitol Police. And by the way, people that broke the law were on the scaffolding. They were on the steps. Because that was past the line. You can't do that, otherwise you'd get in a window, right?
Yep.
And they were smart enough to make the barrier in front of that. So, my point is this. There were bad actors in that group. You can find them right now, including a cop, at least he's dressed as a cop, basically saying to people, I got a stick here, but follow me. I'll back up the steps. I'm going to pretend to wave this at you. I'm going to look scared. This is my commentary. I didn't hear that, but I saw that. Okay, with my own eyes. Most of the video you've seen over and over and over again starts 20 seconds into that exchange. Before he said, okay, you're at the door here, kind of follow me. And he backed up. Guess where he led them, Todd? Where do you think he led them? Todd or Kevin, where do you think he led them?
I know where he led them. Led them up into the office areas.
Led them up to the steps from the floor of the House and Senate. So they were on TV after that.
Yeah.
Because they found the way. Because that's been my big thing all along. It's just like, wow. So anyway.
Whatever happened to the shoot to kill order that they've had since 9/11 on anybody that trespasses?
Well, you heard what Senator Kramer said, which is a little bit chilling. But he said, you know, I'm not a cop, but if I was, the first person through the window would have had a bullet hole in their head and then back out. Right? And then the next one would have had a bullet hole in their head, and they would have went back out. And sadly, I think some of the people that got shot were well-intentioned because they followed bad people in. They still did the wrong thing, and that's why I say God bless them. And I also say God bless them to anybody that was in that early protest where they started out there that only meant to come there to sing God Bless America and Amazing Grace. That's who I was talking about. If you think differently of me with that explanation, that's okay. Send us another email and explain. Bobby in Devil's Lake is waiting for Senator Kramer. So the next one after that is Pastor Rick and Holly. I have a short time, Pastor Rick, a minute only. Go ahead.
Okay. Mike would get give an amen to this story, but James Blackwood, who sang backup with Elvis, told about an incident at a concert where Elvis was performing, and he looked up in the balcony, and some girls had unfurled a banner that said, "Elvis is king." And Elvis looked up and he pointed and he said, "No, Jesus Christ is king."
Isn't that something? He would give an amen. Yeah, he would ask. Yeah. Mike would love to too. We'll make sure he hears the call. But that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. I didn't actually know anything about Elvis's faith walk. I knew nothing about it.
It's on a Gaither video that Gaither, Elvis's first love was gospel music.
Oh, sure and, it was. Yeah, sure it was. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. Pastor Rick, thank you. That's great. Hope things are great in Holly. Great little community in western Minnesota. A lot of good folks there. A lot of the same good folks were in Washington, D.C. And a handful of bad guys are there, and that's why we're talking about this right now. Kevin Kramer takes your calls when we come back.
H.A. Thompson & Sons.
Helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393. 701-223-3393 or at hatandsons.com.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text money to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.